Be'ezus Hashem, Gemara Nedarim, Nun Gimel Amid Beis. We'll actually start at the bottom of Nun Gimel Amid Aleph. 4 lines from the bottom. The Gemara says, Hanoidim in Ayerek, and this is coming off the end of the Mishnah, the last case of the Mishnah. The Mishnah had a whole list of Hanoidim in Ayayin, Motabiyayin Tapuchim, Men Hashemin, Motabishemin Shumshimin, Men Advash, Motabidvash Tmorim, Men Achemetz, Motabachemetz Advanios. And then we had, Men Ayerek, Motabiyarkis Asoda, Shushem Levai. And then it says, the Ran Bavorns already. Hanoidim in a yayin is usher be yayin mevushal, even though it's a shame levai. But the pshat is because it's still a sug of yayin. But here it's a different kind of yerek. Now on that, the Gemara goes in and is mavchin between all the years and the year of Shemitah. The hainu. Hanoidim in a yerek. So b'shar shnei shavua, he's only usher in yerek is gina, garden grown vegetables. Umutib yerek is asada, wildly grown yerek is out in the fields. Uvashvi is on Shemitah, it's punk fakert. Because we bought during Shemitah, you're not allowed to eat the yerakas that you grew, you're not allowed to grow them. And even if they do grow by accident in the gina itself, then it's svichin. When it's yerakas asada, you have to know the rules of svichin, when those apply and when not. But a lot of times in the yerakas midbarias, there's a heter, al shvius, and therefore the assumption is during the rest of the years when he says yerakas, he assumingly, he could always be mafarish, you mean all of them. But when you say yerak stam, so in the other 6 years, your kavanas to the yerak is gina, not the yerak is sada. In Shemitah, punk fakert, your kavanas to the yerak is sada, not the yerak is gina. The Achronim have a shayla. I saw there's a big arichas in the Mikdash David, Reb David Rappaport, Hakoyin, a contemporary of Reb Elchanan, in the Mikdash David, Simon Tess. In the Gedarm of Svichin, Lamashal, the Mishnah says that in Shvius, the assumption is, since there's an Isser of Svichin, therefore the neder goes on the yerakis of sada. And there's no neder on the yerakis of gina, and therefore yerakis of gina is mutter. Yeah. Als nedarim it's mutter, but now why talk isn't there a problem of svichin? So you have to know the gedarim of svichin and when it applies. When it doesn't, there are certain oifanim and okimtis when there's not an issur of svichin, and that's what it's referring to. But yet the assumption is that the nether didn't go on that. The gemara continues. Amar Rav Moshe Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel lo yishanu el b'makom shein mivim yerek mechutz laaretz laaretz av b'makom shein yerek mechutz laaretz laaretz aser, because then even yerek is gina you bring from chutz laaretz. Those that live in Eretz Yisrael, we know, the truth is, it depends. There are different fruits and vegetables that the kaveya of Shemitah for them is different. But a lot of times when you're buying the fruits and vegetables and you want to avoid the issue of Perish Shvius, there's a few things, basics, that you have to ask in the fruit store. By the Yarkan, is it Chul, meaning does it come from Chutz Laaretz as opposed to Eretz Yisrael? Or is it Yevul Nachri, which I'm not going to get involved now in the whole scope of Het Mechira, and which dinam of Kedusha Shvia still applies when it belongs to a Nachri in Eretz Yisrael of Yesh Kinyan La'akam Lafkia, the Machlekes Mabitan Beis Yosef, but you ask if it's Yevul Nachri, or you can ask if it's Shishis. Sometimes, depending on if it's vegetables or fruits, and the Kaveh of Chanota and Lakita and all the different things, whether it's from Shishis. So you have to ask yourself always when you're having a Shemitah issue, is it Chul, is it Yevul Nachri, and is it Shishis? But over here, we're talking about when you're bringing fruits from Chutz Laaretz. So at Kama, that people used to bring vegetables from Chutz Laaretz, so then even Yarkis Gina could be usher even in Shemitah. But there might be an issue that Bechlal Ganal are bringing vegetables from Chutz Laaretz. The Gemara says, Kitanoi, Ein Mevin Yarek Mechutz Laaretz, Rabbi Chanan Yivin Gamil Amr Mevin Yarek Mechutz Laaretz, Ma'i Tamid Amad Yomar Ein Mevin, Amr Avir Mishum Gush. Now Gush is referring to a sugya in Sanhedrin, it's also a little bit in Nazir and a few other places, that they were Goyzer Chazal on Tumas Eretz Amin. Now what's the site of the Gezer of Tumas Eretz Amin? The Emes is the Rambam. Pirush Mishnais and all his Perek Beis, also in Hilchas Tumas Meis, Perek Beis Halacha Tezayin, that since the Goyim when it's rashal by the Kfuras Meisayim and they were covered them b'chol mokim, so b'zoya any gush offer of Chutz Laaretz, it's possible that there's an etzem kisoira and maybe it's metami. You have to know if we're worried about Tumas Oil or Tumas Magomasa because Akum doesn't have Tumas Oil, but maybe there's Tumas Magomasa in the gush. The sugi is also in Nazar Daf Nundale. Tosfos over there brings a few other reasons why the etzem gzeira of gush, either because Stamazay they really just wanted to avoid people not going to Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laaretz, or because of the Meisei Mabel way back then that weren't Huva L'Kfura, and there's all kinds of pieces of them, and the Mabel didn't fall in Eretz Yisrael, so and there's Vachem. Or because even Rav Yisrael that are Nergub Chutz Laaretz aren't Muva L'Kfura. Now, a little bit more background information to the Etzem Sugya of Al-Gusha of Al-Avira is Be'emes the Sugya in Shabbos Daf Tesvav, in the Sugya of Yudches Dover. Over there, it's Mavur, the chronological order of the Gzeiris, and basics just Al-Regalachas is, first of all, the original Gzeira was in the times of Yosef and Yezrish Tzreda. Yosef ben Yechon Yerushalayim, one of the Zugais, early in the Shlavim of the Tanoim, brought down at the beginning of Pirkei Avos, they were Goyzer only on Gusha, not on Avira, and even when they were Goyzer on Gusha, they were only Goyzer Sofek Tumah, and not Vadi Tumah, that it's Toilin the Truma. Shlav Beis was, as the Gemara explains, 80 years before the Churban, they were Goyzer also on the Avira, but in fact, they were only Tumah Misofek. A third shlav was a little bit after the Churban, when then they were goyzer chotcha on the Gusha, they were goyzer vaday tuma. And that's another shlav in the gzera. A kapanim ad kama, that we're not going to bring you ruckus from chutz or teretz Yisrael because of the dirt that you're going to bring in with it, and that dirt is tamei. So then, when a person says, anoy demini erek, once again, back to the basics, is that his kavana is for the yarkis hasode and not for the yarkis hagina. The Mishnah continues, Hanoi der min hakruv osur b'espargus, min espargus mutter b'kruv, min agrisin osur b'mikvah, Rav Yossi mater, min amikvah mutter b'grisin, min amikvah osur b'shum, Rav Yossi mater, min ashum mutter b'mikvah, min adoshim osur b'shishim, Rav Yossi mater, min ashishim mutter b'adoshim. Chit achitim shanitoyim osur b'hen b'en kemach b'en pas, gris grisin shanitoyim osur b'hen b'en chayim b'en v'sholim, Rav Yidim akarnim gris achita shanitoyim mutter lochus chitim. Lochus chayim. Okay, one at a time. Min akruv osur b'espargus. Actually, there's a girsa, min akruv, Mutter be asparagus, which is interesting. Shulchan Aruch, Simon Reish Yud Zayin, Sef Yud, Paskins, the Girsa Lefanenu, the way most of them have, that Hanoidim in Hakruv is Osir be asparagus. The Beis Yosef does bring it sad that the Girsa should be Mutter be asparagus. The Taz of it that talks about on Simon Reish Yud Zayin. But first, what is asparagus? So it's a big machlekes Rishonim. The Rambam over here in Perashim Mishnayis, also in Hilchis Nedarim, Perak Tes, Alach Yud, the Meiri, they learned that it's a mashke, a liquid that's made out of the Kruv. You were shaylik the Kruv for a long time in Mayim, and you soak the Kruv, and then it makes the water that comes out of it. From the Kruv. The Ran, the Bafarish of Roman Har, the Ritva, many Mishnayim, they learn it's a kind of a Kruv. The Aruch even adds that it's a kind of a Kruv that you soak in wine. A couple of those that are various Pshatim in asparagus, and again, the Girsh Lefanenu is Anoidim in a Kruv, Osir b'asparagus. The Taisis Yontif over here in the Mishnayis asks, according to those that explain that asparagus means the Meishlokis of a Kruv, so why is it different than by a Dag? We had earlier in the Sugya that Anoidim in a Dogim is Mutter in the Tzir. What's the tzir? The water, the liquid that the fish was soaked in. We call it tzir, but it's a maisa, the juice, the soaked water of the fish. Why by a fish is it different than by kruv? It's osur, and by a fish it's mutter. And again, the Taisis Yontif says it's all talking Lashon Bani Adam, as many of the things in the sugya here, there are also yisoides, but a lot of it is basic technical and Lashon Bani Adam. Me'idach Kisa, the Taisis Rid, who learned that asparagus means it's the mashka that comes out of the kruv, so he asked, why is it different than anovim? Hanoidim and anovim is mutter b'yayin. Why is anoidim and a kruv? Osir b'asparagus, and he makes a chilek because by anovim, the anovim itself are edible. So then it's yitochin that the kavan of the noider is only legabi the anovim, and not legabi the wine, as opposed to by asparagus. The next thing in the Mishnah, hanoidim in agrisin osir b'mikbeh. So there's a machlekes Rishonim. What does it mean mikbeh? The Ran, the Mefarish, the Rosh, the Tosis, all the Rishonim on the page of Rav Menahar, so they say that mikbeh means a tafshil that has grisin. It's a certain cooked kind of grisin. The Shita Mekabetz brings a different shot that it's not a cooked grisin, it's a kind of a grisin. A certain kind that's used for the tafshil, but it's a sug. And that's a different pirish. And what's the machlokes Tanakam of Rabbi Yossi? You have to know there's a whole series of machlokes Tanakam of Rabbi Yossi. The Gemara even earlier asked the stira, if you remember. The Gemara earlier on Nundays and Middays asked the stira that Lagabi Minadoshim, Asa Bashishim, Rabbi Yossi Matar, that was a stira to Gabi Cholov and Kum, that Rabbi Yossi was the Oyser. And the Gemara Ben Chalukim, that it's Tali and Lashon of the Makoimis, there was other pshatim, and the Rishami, there was another pshatim, there was other pshatim. But you have to know, in the series of these machlokes, Rabbi Yossi and Tanakam also, is there a rhyme, a reason, a connection over here? But for basics, you have to first know what the Matthias of the Varim is. Whether Greason is a tafshil that has Greason, or it's a sug of Greason. And also whether the machlokes Tanakam Rabbi Yossi is Lagabi, Lashon B'nei Adam, or there's something where you decide to stick to it. The Gemara says, Tanya, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Omer, Chito, Shani Toyim, if he says Chito, so then he's also lefois, he's also to eat bread made out of Chitim, of a mutter lokos Chitim. He could chew on Chitim, because when you say Chita, you're referring to the main matara of Chita, that it's to bring bread, that you want to make a Chita to make bread, but to chew on kernels of wheat, that you would say Lashon Rabban. Masha'enkin, the Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, Shani Toyim, if he added the nether Chita Shani Toyim, then it's fakert, also lokos and mutter lefois. What if he says both? Chita Chitim Shani Toyim, then avad, it's also bein lokos bein lefois. Similarly, by Grisim, Gris Shani Toyim also levashel umutter lokos. Grisim Shani Toyim also lokos umutter levashel. Grisim Shani Toyim also bein levashel bein lokos. Hadron aloch hanoider minam avoshel.